Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, we've reached an all new absurdity low yesterday. The founding fathers would have just, I mean, I think been, you know, not rolling in their graves, but rolling in the aisles with laughter. The Supreme Court yesterday. You have Ketanji Brown Jackson, who gave the politically correct answer. She's a Supreme Court justice, obviously, when she was being confirmed under oath. When asked, what is a woman? She said she's not a biologist. I mean, there's no way she could know, Lee.
Yeah.
Which is a strange thing to say for someone who's given birth, I'll just say.
Yeah.
I just like, there's some very clear differences there, you know. But whatever, it didn't make much of an impression on her, apparently. She doesn't know what a woman is. No clue, no idea. I mean, it'd have to be a biologist, and even then it might be impossible. So what is she doing? This is one of the doctrines of the left. You cannot speak of what a woman is because someone's feelings might be hurt if they want to be a woman, but they cannot. But the left wants to have it both ways, Lee. And we saw that yesterday, and that's what caused the bizarre spectacle. They also simultaneously want to define what a woman's sports team is.
Yeah.
And have people they define as boys, born as boys who are now girls, participate on that sports team via force of law. So they can define woman. They can define woman's sports team when it's convenient for them. We learned this yesterday, and I was so glad. I was wondering if this was going to come up. Justice Alito asks the ACLU lawyer, I mean, you're standing before me, right? What am I, you know, basically saying, my colleague over here, Ketanji Brown Jackson, says you can't define what a woman, nobody can know. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the great mysteries of the cosmos. Nobody can know what a woman is. Ask an obstetrician. Whatever. No one can know what a woman is. And yet, here before me, you stand arguing there are women's teams and men's teams using gender terms. So, you know, can you define what a woman is? By the way, would you do it for us now? That's what he was trying to say, Lee, but he was speaking in legal speak, so it's like a foreign language. But here you go.
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
Thank you.
He's basically saying, okay, and then she reflexively goes back to the dogma of the left. Oh, we don't have definitions. We would never do that. That could hurt someone's feelings. But aren't you standing before me? You've correctly identified what a woman's sports team is, and you want your client to be a part of it. So you can define what a woman is. Nope, can't do it. Nope, sorry. No way. Well, which is it? They want to have it both ways.
Yeah.
Just an absolute bizarre spectacle yesterday. It's just amazing to me what this has devolved into.
Yes, devolution. That's exactly what it has devolved into. Absolute absurdity.
Absurdity.
This is, with all the things going on in this world, and for the United States Supreme Court to have to take time to settle a case like this is absolutely absurd. This has nothing to do with people who may not believe they are the sex they were born with. That's a whole other issue. That's something for you personally to decide on your own. But for this issue, this is so blatantly obvious and absurd that it's an embarrassment to the world that this country is sitting here with our highest court trying to decide this issue. This is absolute ludicrous.
And notice what this has devolved down into. We're not arguing about girls playing on boys' teams.
No.
That doesn't seem to be a problem.
No.
We're arguing about boys playing on girls' teams.
Well, if we could somehow fix this so that it is the oppressed and the oppressor, I guess maybe Marxist solutions would work for them. So,
well, no. And you know what? That's what's actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's what's actually going on here, is that transgender people have become a protected, oppressed class. They are practicing classic Chinese Marxism. I put this out on the show almost every day now to explain what the left's doing, because it's so bizarre and nonsensical until you understand it's a system.
Well, they are on the upper part of the hierarchy.
Yes.
Than women are.
Yes.
And that's what it is. They have elevated transgenderism to a higher degree of oppression than women.
Ergo, the transgender individuals have more right than women to play on women's teams. What they want must trump everyone else. What is the law? What is the culture you're referring to? She can't say in court.
Right.
But she knows. She knows. She and her friends all know. You cannot speak ill of this class because they are very high on the oppressor scale. What am I talking about? When they had the Chinese Communist Revolution, I finally came to understand this. There's a wonderful Chinese-born woman running for Congress, or she was, and she did an interview with Tucker Carlson. She explained this. There's 10 oppressor classes, 5 oppressed classes, and 5 oppressor classes. If you are oppressed, your needs, desires, and rights trump those of the oppressor classes. So in this case for the left, transgender people are very high-ranking oppressed class members, and women's sports team players who just want a fair, you know, playing field, they are oppressors for the purpose of this. If you look at it in their system, in their unique non-American culture, what is happening here actually makes a lot of sense. But the reason she's so tongue-tied yesterday, Lee, at the ACLU attorney, she can't say that in court. We're living under Marxist oppressor and oppressed class system. And by the way, the Chinese Communist Party divided the entire society. Every single member was given a class and a class rank, 1 to 5. And, you know, if you associated, and this is still to this day, to some degree, the basis for the social credit system. Yeah, yeah. If you associate with a very low ranking oppressor, even if you're an oppressed class member, say as a transgender person would be, it can lower your social credit score. It's still going on today. They don't use the exact terms that they once did, but the meaning is the same. So, you know, when you're seeing this, that just to give you another example, I mean, this is what we're seeing in Minnesota. This is, we keep saying we're not using the right terms. We keep saying, but you're letting criminals go and rapists and you want them out on the street. No, no, no. Those are high-ranking oppressed class members. It doesn't matter if they sodomized a child. By the way, there was a lot of these people who sodomized a child. They rounded up with that. It doesn't matter. It's their class membership that matters. That's why they're so angry that ICE would send any immigrant home. Any immigrant. Doesn't matter what the crimes are, Lee. But this is the same left which yelled bloody murder, New York Times devoting entire editorial columns to wanting to send home the South Africans Trump brought in. Remember them, the 50 families?
Yeah.
Waving flags to the horror of the left getting off the airplane.
Yeah.
They went wild. We finally saw a group of immigrants the left wanted to send home. So this isn't about immigration and open border. No, this is about bringing in oppressed class members. The law does not apply to them. Rules do not apply to them in the Democrat Marxist culture. It is a culture. It's very forceful.
Yeah.
It is very prevalent. It's very forceful in blue areas. And we still don't understand what we're looking at. We still don't understand it. So while we're going, this doesn't make any sense. It's just saying they won't even define a woman, but they could define a woman's sports team, and they want to put a boy on one. They sure could define what a boy is when they want to put a boy on a women's sports team. No, 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 no. Look at it from their cultural perspective. They literally want a legal system based on your class rank, oppressor versus oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And in many post-American blue territories and justice systems, they already operate that way. So It appears yesterday from the questioning, the Supreme Court is. I mean, Alito was just having fun with this at this point. Yeah. He's toying with the ACLU attorney. Hopefully they're going to body slam this and save women's sports.
Let's hope so. I just about had it with this. It's like, can we not get to something important?
Yeah, no, but you know what? It is really important.
It is important, but it's just like it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't
because
be.
Because this is simple logic, biological science, period. It's just, I mean, I'm sorry. I just, once again, there are two sexes. That's it. There are people who may be confused about which one they are. That's a whole other issue. But there's only two. That's it. Now, I realize that there are sometimes some, you know, medical genetic abnormalities that occur in very, very limited cases, but that has nothing to do with this either.
No. So the good news is this is not going to be codified into law, and that's the left's whole premise. And that, again, is exactly how it went during the Chinese Communist Revolution. If you're a high-ranking oppressed class member, laws don't apply to you. Norms don't apply to you. In fact, you can commit crimes against others if they're oppressor class members and everybody turns their head. In fact, remember in the video Lily Tang put up, and it was an amazing video, they were reenacting this. They would drag oppressed class members and oppressor class members onto the stage, the Chinese Communist Party would. They'd tell the oppressed class members to beat the oppressor class members to death. A crime, right? What are they demonstrating? It's not a crime if the correct class does it. You're seeing that on the streets of Minneapolis. That's what they're fighting for. That's what Rachel Good hit an ICE agent with her car over. That's what we're actually arguing about. And it's everywhere. But the good news is we're winning. ACLU humiliated yesterday in court by Justice Samuel Alito. What you saw right here was Marxist values colliding with the current jurisprudence reality in America.
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
She couldn't answer the question. And that's because they know exactly what sex means. They know. I mean, she's literally standing there arguing that a boy should be on a girl's team. She defines what the team is the boy wants to join over and over again. Women's team, girls' team, she says. So they can define what a woman is when they want. So what is ultimately going on here? Why is this happening? And once you understand the Marxist class oppressor versus oppressed system, it makes perfect sense to you. Transgender people are of the highest oppressed class. The only people who are of a higher oppressed class are illegal immigrants who've committed crimes, preferably human trafficking. They are, as of now, the highest ranking oppressed class people. Virtually no law can be applied to them in the Democrats' culture. I'm not being sarcastic. This is actually what we're seeing. This is why they're getting violent. They are asserting their culture. It's not just they love criminals. In their world, you would never criticize an oppressed class member. When an oppressed class member, and think about this, what was the first stop with Kamala Harris's campaign? She announced her first, and the first stop of the presidential campaign when you announce you're running is always the biggest stop. Like, tells you what you think is the most important thing. It was to the RuPaul drag show. Because at the time, transgender oppressed people, oppressed class people were the highest ranking. So of course you would go there first. When an oppressed class member who is of the highest rank in their culture, which they are trying to meld into the law in America, when a press class member, like a transgender person, says to a woman, In other words, the man says to a woman, get out of the way. I want your spot. The woman must step aside. Now understand, women normally are oppressed class members too. They're just lower ranking oppressed class members. Whereas, so the transgender oppression outranks the female oppression, although female oppression might outrank male oppression in other cases. Democrats understand it's their culture. They get it. You ever gone to a foreign country? This is like a foreign country. What they want is for women to step aside because they are lower ranking oppressed class members. In their culture, that makes sense. This is why Ketanji Brown Jackson was afraid to try to define a woman. The thing you would do in their culture, you would never do is offend a high-ranking oppressed class member. And so they are arguing women, this is misogyny, must step aside if the man says so. Here is legal analyst Fox News' Carrie Kupek talking about this yesterday.
That we're even considering changing sports on its face for all girls and all women on a case-by-case basis for someone who says they are a girl or a woman. You know what that really is at the end of the day? It's misogyny in yep. policy. Because it's saying to the boys, it's saying to the men that your feelings and your desires trumps that of the girl athletes no matter what. If the girl, the female athlete doesn't want to undress in front of a boy in front of a locker room, too bad. The feelings of the boys and the men matter. The fact that we're even considering.
Yeah, I know. So let me give you another example real quick. We're seeing this all over the place. Once you see it and understand it, you can't unsee it. The guy, Joe Thompson, federal prosecutor, you know, the one who found the $9 billion worth of fraud and actually did a pretty good job in that case. That guy, he's just resigned in Minnesota. He's a Minnesota federal prosecutor. Why? He and other senior prosecutors resigned en masse from the office because they were asked to investigate Renee Good's widow criminally. What were they asked to investigate? The criminal conspiracy that the two of them are on video participating in, blocking and obstructing ICE agents, and whether that conspiracy lasted longer than just that morning that she was shot. And of course, we know it did because we know she trained in a group. We also know the group she trained in taught the ramming technique of vehicles, but also taught, and I've got this up on my X feed, also taught how to physically interrupt an arrest and free the arrestee. That's a crime, yes. So when you practice and teach people to commit a crime, what is that? That is a conspiracy. These prosecutors, liberal prosecutors, just resigned en masse in Minnesota. Why? Well, he's a white male. I mean, you can't investigate a liberal lesbian who is fighting ICE. She outranks him in oppressor class. I'm sorry, an oppressed class. You couldn't do it. But Terry, didn't they commit a crime? Yeah. Yeah, they commit a crime. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Only class rank matters. This is literally the basis of the Chinese social credit system they're trying to get to with digital ID in Congress right now, by the way. They're using the Trojan horse of the Protect the Minors from the Internet bill. So we all have to go on and prove our age with a what? Digital ID in order to get on social media. Yeah, why? So they can rank us according to class. Chinese-style system, the first moment the Democrats get elected. Folks, they had their way. They would have algorithms based on your oppressor versus oppressed class ranking. So only certain people would be able to speak and others not really at all. And you're seeing them pound this into the court system. So the Trump administration says they're going to replace those prosecutors. We are going to investigate the liberal groups that train people to violate the law, assault ICE agents, and interrupt arrest. Why? That is a criminal conspiracy. And you don't get to do it no matter who you are in America. But they want to change that. The single largest deportation operation in U.S. history is going on right now in Minneapolis. There are now 2,800 federal agents on the ground. That's nearly five times the amount of local Minneapolis police officers. Why are that many on the ground? Because the police will not respond. The sheriff's deputies have been told not to respond as the mob gets more violent. Last night, another rumor spread about where ICE agents were staying at what hotel, and another mob tried to smash its way into the lobby. This is the second time this has happened. The police either don't respond or they respond in a delayed fashion. By the way, the left does not care if an honest, you know, bellhop or desk clerk gets beaten or killed. They don't care. Why is the left going so insane? Writ large, because we just hit another milestone we haven't seen in 50 years, in over 50 years. Net migration into the U.S. hit that milestone. Again, not seen in 50 years. To understand this milestone, you have to understand the other milestone that we hit. Largest ever in migration ever recorded, 2.3 million a year under Joe Biden. That's net. So it's actually a lot more than that in terms of physical bodies, but net, because some people obviously they leave too. A year. Folks, this is while we create 50 to 60,000 jobs a month. And some months, net, no new jobs. That's why you're seeing the fraud. You got to support them. They'll go home. I mean, if there's no jobs, they got to feed the kids. They need medical care. Democrats have to commit fraud to get them the roof over their head, the food, all that. So you have to pay. That's why the fraud has happened. It's why we're seeing the fraud. That's why the front page of the New York Post was Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, unbelievably telling us, yeah, the fraud is somewhere between $300 and $600 billion a year, which, by the way, folks, is the exact amount of money that Ray Dalio and Elon Musk agree we could begin to shore up the dollar if we would cut that a year, about $500 billion a year. And that's what I'm telling you, it's where a lot of this fraud's going. Well, Donald Trump announced yesterday, all of this is part of why they're going absolutely wild. Donald Trump announced yesterday, no more sanctuary city payments, and this is the body blow. He's cutting off immediately welfare to illegal immigrants.
And also we're freezing any and all welfare payments going to illegal immigrants that will start effective immediately. So when illegals come into California, Gavin Newsom, they come into California and they send us bills for people coming in. We're not paying it. So we're working on that very strongly. Just don't pay it. As Nancy Reagan would say, just say no. You remember Nancy Reagan? Just say no to drugs. It's a little more difficult than that, I guess, right? But just say no.
So he's announcing, like, I'm immediately cutting off welfare payments to illegals. It's going to be interesting to see, one, does that happen immediately? And the reason that confuses me is Trump is currently suing 21 states, Democrat states, for their food stamp rolls. In other words, to find out who they've signed up on food stamps. They want us to pay but not know, because it's because they're loaded up with illegal immigrants. We've already thrown 700,000 illegal immigrants off the food stamp rolls, which is really good news. I get very frustrated because people don't get a lot of the good news. And so I go on X, I go on Facebook, nah, Trump's not doing anything. What are you talking about? And that is why you were seeing this, folks, a milestone. This is good news. A reverse of the invasion. A new Brookings Institute research shows for the first time in 50 years, in 2025, net migration to the U.S. was negative. Now, they put it at between negative 10,000 and negative 295,000 in 2025. Now, here's what we know. We know that over 2 million illegals were either deported or self-deported. 600,000 were picked up by ICE and deported. The rest self-deported. Why? Their welfare's getting cut off. They were among the 700,000. No more food stamps. Good luck eating. Not enough jobs for Americans, never mind you. Oh, and by the way, we're starting to crack down in the workplace. So unless you're working under the table and you own your own business, you're going to begin to struggle. This number is going to go through the roof, and Democrats know it. That's why they're getting violent over the fraud, the cutting off of the subsidies. It's why they're suing to keep the Somali subsidies going. There's not only not enough jobs for us and the illegals, forget the illegals, there are not enough jobs for the legal immigrants we're bringing here. We've just been reflexively bringing in 1 million a year. We need 87,000 jobs new a month to sustain that, just for them. We don't have it. So you need the fraud. There was no other way to keep the Democrat voting base here but the fraud. You cut off the welfare. It ends. And that's where we are. And as Trump succeeds more and more and more at reversing the voter drive, because they know Americans left to their own devices are not going to support them, you will see violence. People are going to get shot and they're going to get killed. In fact, I got some news on that front with Democrats trying to whip their voters into the next phase of actually getting guns and shooting people. It's incredible audio I've got overnight. That's coming up on the show. We've spent a lot of time on this, and I know, and some people pointed that out to me, and that is because this is going to explode, and I want you to have the good foundation when it does. This is going to be the story of 2025, the violence by, 2026, the violence by the left to keep the voters here and the voter drive going. They have no other way forward. The executions, the public ones, the hangings begin today in Iran. Ultimate defiance of President Trump. As word rolls in that 12,000 are dead. The mainstream media doesn't know what to do, not even Fox News. They're using the 2,000 figure. X is so far ahead of them. The Iranian mullahs have put people on the street with mounted machine guns, weapons of war, and they're driving through the streets mowing people down. This right here, look, this is a learning moment. This is what Joe Biden bought for his $100 billion that he sent to Iran for humanitarian purposes. Of course, he said. Remember when they asked the mullahs, you gonna use it for humanitarian purposes? They're like, no, it's ours. We're gonna do what we want with it. That's what they did with it. 12,000 body bags, folks. But for Joe Biden wiring $100 billion to keep the Iranian regime in power and keep their nuclear program going, those body bags, you could go see them on X. Those people wouldn't be in body bags. They'd be home with their families. The regime would have collapsed years ago. Had John Kerry not flown to France to meet with the brutal mullahs on the Iranian leadership and tell them, hold on, when Trump was in power, we're going to protect you. We're going to win the White House back. Hold on. Hold on to power. Had Barack Obama not sent pallets of cash in the dead of night, billions of dollars in foreign denominations, these mullahs, Iran would have collapsed years ago. And the most heartbreaking thing about that, some of these body bags they're showing online, birth date, 2009, 16 years old, 12,000 dead by the regime kept in power by Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the $200 billion total they paid to Iran. It's horrifying. And you can see the actual video the mainstream media won't show you on X, where we go to find out what's going on in the world.